This is the International Macular Degeneration Support Group Patient Education Series. Quick presentations for low vision individuals or groups seeking to understand causes, symptoms, and treatments of common eye conditions. This session is titled Age-Related Macular Degeneration, Its Causes, Symptoms, and Treatment. Light rays enter the eye through the cornea, pupil, and lens. These light rays are focused directly onto the retina, the light-sensitive tissue lining the back of the eye. The retina converts light rays into impulses sent through the optic nerve to your brain, where they are recognized as images. The retina, made of many layers sandwiched together into a smooth surface, consists of two areas, the macula and peripheral retina. The macula is a small area in the center of the retina that allows you to see fine details clearly. It allows activities like reading small print and recognizing a face. The peripheral retina gives you side or peripheral vision, not detail vision. It helps you to see someone standing off to your side, but you won't see who that person is. What is age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? A layer under the retina called the retinal pigment epithelium, or RPE, is disrupted by deposits called drusen, or other age-related changes. These changes, if severe enough, may cause vision to deteriorate. When the macula breaks down, you lose your central vision, but it does not affect your peripheral or side vision. As for symptoms of AMD, early AMD may be hardly noticeable and may only occur in one eye. Words on a page may look blurred. It may be difficult to recognize people's faces. A dark or empty area may appear in the center of vision. Straight lines may look distorted. There are two types of AMD: atrophic or dry macular degeneration, and exudative or wet macular degeneration. Atrophic or dry AMD is caused by aging and thinning of macular tissues when drusen are present. Vision loss is usually gradual. It's the most common form. Exudative or wet AMD is caused by abnormal blood vessels forming underneath the retina. These vessels leak blood or fluid and blur central vision. Vision loss may be rapid and severe with this form. Many people do not realize they have a problem until vision blurs. Your ophthalmologist can detect early AMD during an eye exam that includes ophthalmoscopic examination, fluorescein angiogram if indicated, optical coherence tomography, also called OCT, if indicated. Also, fluorescein angiography is used. This involves a dye which is injected into your arm and travels through the body to the blood vessels in your eye. Special photographs are taken of your eye. The dye will highlight abnormal blood vessel growth under the retina. When optical coherence tomography, or OCT, is used for diagnosis, the layers of the retina are scanned, focusing on the macula. The scans measure the thickness of the macula and are able to show things such as fluid in or under the retina, which may indicate wet AMD. There is no treatment for dry AMD. Nutritional supplements may help slow the progression and impact of the disease, such as vitamins C and E, beta-carotene, and zinc. Vitamin supplements are not cures for AMD, nor can they restore vision already lost. Your ophthalmologist will discuss if supplements are recommended. One treatment for wet AMD has been thermal laser therapy. This is an outpatient procedure. It's used when abnormal blood vessel growth is not under the center of the macula. A high-energy, focused light beam treats a tiny area of retina by burning it. The laser beam destroys abnormal underlying blood vessels, preventing further leakage, bleeding, and growth. Following treatment by thermal laser therapy, your vision may be more blurred than before. It may stabilize within a few weeks. A scar forms where treatment has occurred, creating a permanent blind spot that might be noticeable in your field of vision. It's likely that 50% of wet AMD patients who have the thermal laser procedure will need retreatment within the next 3 to 5 years. Another treatment is anti-VEGF. A certain chemical in your body is critical in causing abnormal blood vessels to grow under the retina. The chemical is called vascular endothelial growth factor, or VEGF, sometimes pronounced VEGF. There are several drugs called anti-VEGF that can block the trouble-causing VEGF. Blocking VEGF reduces the growth of abnormal blood vessels, slows their leakage, and helps to slow vision loss. The anti-VEGF drug is injected into your eye with a very fine needle. Your ophthalmologist will clean your eye to prevent infection and will administer an anesthetic to your eye to prevent pain. Patients receive multiple anti-VEGF injections over the course of many months. There's a very small risk of complications following anti-VEGF treatment, usually a result of the injection itself rather than the drug. In some cases, your ophthalmologist may recommend combining anti-VEGF treatment with other therapies. For example, some patients also receive photodynamic laser therapy. In this treatment, if abnormal blood vessels grow under the center of the macula, photodynamic therapy, or PDT, may be a treatment option. PDT is an outpatient procedure. It uses a combination of a light-activated, photosensitive drug and a special low-power, cool laser. The photosensitive drug is injected into a vein in the arm where it travels throughout the body. The drug attaches to molecules found in abnormal blood vessels. Laser light is targeted directly on the abnormal vessels, activating the drug. The drug causes damage specifically to those unwanted blood vessels. After PDT, abnormal blood vessels may reopen and multiple treatments may be required. If you have been diagnosed with AMD, you must monitor your vision every day with an Amsler grid. With AMD, the Amsler grid may contain blurry or wavy lines. What happens when AMD cannot be treated? People with wet or dry AMD who cannot be treated will not become blind. They will still have peripheral vision. With low vision rehabilitation, devices, and services, people can often learn how to see again with their remaining vision. They can learn new strategies to accomplish daily activities. Skills, devices, and techniques help people with advanced AMD regain confidence and live independently despite loss of central vision. A team of professionals to help with vision rehabilitation includes an ophthalmologist, a low vision specialist, an occupational therapist, a rehabilitation teacher, orientation and mobility specialists, a social worker, and a counselor. Optical low vision devices use lenses to magnify objects. Some examples are magnifying spectacles, hand magnifiers, stand magnifiers, video magnifiers, and telescopes. Other devices and techniques help make it easier to see, such as large print books, newspapers, magazines, playing cards, and checks, writing and signing guides, high contrast and large number telephones, thermostats, watches, and remotes, and talking books and watches, timers, and medical devices. Aging adults should visit their ophthalmologists for vision screening. Adults with no signs or risk factors for eye disease should get a baseline eye disease screening at age 40, the time when early signs of disease may start to occur. Based on the screening, an ophthalmologist will prescribe the necessary intervals for the follow-up exams. People at any age with symptoms of or at risk for eye disease, such as those with a family history of eye disease, diabetes, or high blood pressure, should see an ophthalmologist to determine how frequently their eyes should be examined. This concludes this presentation in the Patient Education Series. For links to all presentations in this series, visit www.mdsupport.org/nsg.html.